This is John Batchelor. Colleague Brandon Weikert of the National Interest gives a quick summary of the investment into quantum development, quantum computing development, and the applications of quantum computing development right now. Microsoft is in the lead item having to do with its claims, challenged by other physicists, that it has achieved a qubit on a chip that can represent Majorana. This is an important detail about how to pass information that is much more complex and articulate than we're passing now on analog computers. Brandon gives a summary, gives remarks of that, but quite aside from Microsoft, there's other developments. There's much more to say on this, and Brandon and I will continue to pursue it. Quantum computing needs to be monetized. It's not just a better idea. It needs to have applications. And if I understand it, they're moving into that now. Much more of this over the next year, but right now, much more of this tonight.
Well, that's an excellent question. This is the goal of the firms that are getting involved, is to make it marketable to the wider public so they can earn a profit. I would just add that the IoTWorldToday.com, which is a very respected trade publication, they have an article out today discussing a new business report that was done that found that quantum computing market is to hit $2.2 billion in investments. And that's because the enterprise adoption is shifting from cloud-based to physical premises-based, which indicates an evolution in capabilities for this sector. I would also point to LiveScience.com has an article talking about the new QNode OS, which is in Nature magazine. They've announced that a new operating system for quantum computers that works with all kinds of machines, irrespective of the type of qubits, and that's those zero and or ones they use, which allows for computers, quantum computers, to be networked, which shows that there is a real growth in this industry, irrespective of what Microsoft is doing, that is going from the theoretical and the lab, going now to real practical applications. And one other thing I'll mention is in the national security domain, D-Wave is now moving toward the physical development of a quantum system in Alabama that is explicitly for unspecified national security mission sets. So I would argue that we are definitely moving into the practical world of quantum now, regardless of what the naysayers say.